Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Joyful Heart Renewal Ministries. I'm reading an article I wrote, Gym Training for Spiritual Fitness, my thoughts on 1 Timothy 4, verses 7 and 8. Before we begin, let's pray. Spirit of God, make us fit spiritually to walk before you in spiritual health and joy and intimacy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Years ago, bodybuilder Charles Atlas made famous the 97-pound weakling. Well, I weigh considerably more than 97 pounds, too much, in fact. But this last year, I've become more and more aware of physical weakness. I noticed it especially when I took out my chainsaw to cut up fallen trees. The chainsaw was supposed to be doing all the work, but after a very few minutes, I'd have to stop, completely out of breath. Out of shape would describe me. Oh, for many years, my wife and I have tried to walk together for a half hour a day, but we walk slower these days. My main upper body exercise consisted primarily of typing, not enough to keep me fit. Last March, I felt God lead me to talk to my friend Dave Pabalotti, who runs CrossFit Loomis, a local gym near my home. We met the following Tuesday morning at the gym, and he got me started doing a few exercises for 9 whole minutes before he sent me home. I've been coming back for the one-hour workouts twice a week since then, not because I like to exercise, I don't, but because of what it is doing for me. After a few weeks of my underused muscles complaining, I noticed that I had more energy. Wow! And when I go to the gym, I'm able to do more and more, lift more weight, do more repetitions of each exercise, and not be completely exhausted by the end of the hour. Of course, when I compare my stamina and strength to some of the buff young people at the gym, I'm really embarrassed. But I am getting stronger. And when I got out the chainsaw this spring, it wasn't exhausting. Praise God. The Apostle Paul and his circle were well aware of the culture of training and athletic games in the Greek world in which they ministered. Corinth was the host to the Isthmian Games every 2 years, attracting athletes from all over Greece. Paul probably had a famous athlete or two in his congregation. His letters are peppered with references. 1 Corinthians 9:25-26. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. Philippians 3:13-14. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 4:7-8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown or wreath of righteousness. Physical training requires you to push yourself to do your best. If you're able to lift 150 pounds 15 times today, you try for 155 pounds 16 times tomorrow, and 160 pounds 20 times the following week. If you can run a mile in 7 minutes, you set your sights on 6 minutes 30 seconds. And when you go all out, intensity, over time you find you can run it even faster. Repeated exercise with intensity begins to make a difference. Slow walking for half an hour is good, but not enough to get me fit or keep me there. It takes exercise with focus and intensity over time to get you fit. Consistent training increases strength and stamina and the ability to win. I've only been working out intensely twice a week for a few months, but I can see the difference even that little amount of exercise makes. I'm no athlete, but I am getting stronger. Paul has a lot of respect for physical training, but one passage shows where his ultimate values lie. 1 Timothy 4:7-8. Train yourself for godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, and it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. Training the physical body, Greek gymnasia, has definite value for this life. But training yourself for godliness produces benefits now and in the life hereafter. Just how do you train yourself for godliness? I look at it as a series of exercises that you do daily and weekly that get you spiritually fit and help you maintain that fitness and even move beyond it to the next level. Of course, it's more, it's a relationship, but bear with me. The goal here isn't some kind of amorphous spirituality. Rather, it involves knowing God more intimately and learning to enjoy Him more fully. And when it comes to minister to another person on Jesus' behalf, you're able to hear what the Spirit is saying and follow what He says. Here is what the average American Christian might do in terms of a spiritual regimen. Attend church 2 or 3 times a month. Pray at meals for 5 seconds or so. Say a rote prayer before bed. Now I lay me down to sleep. Frankly, that level of intensity is practically worthless. It's good so far as it goes, perhaps, but it won't produce spiritual fitness. Rather, it produces an illusion of faith and layers of spiritual flab that get in the way of being able to really move in the Spirit. So what regimen produces spiritual fitness? Here's a place to begin. Set up for yourself a regular daily practice, say 6 out of 7 days of the week, preferably in the morning. 1. Vocal praise. You might sing a praise chorus, or 2 or 3. Tell the Lord you love Him. Offer thanksgiving for the blessings that come to mind. 2. Scripture reading and meditation. It's good to read at least a chapter a day. Then think about what you've read and how it applies to you. That's called meditation. I try to read a chapter from the Old Testament, a psalm, and a chapter from the New Testament each day. I pray before I begin, Lord, please open your word to me today. 3. A time of prayer. Confess to the Lord any sins you're aware of and ask for His forgiveness. Offer to Him your day, the people you'll meet, the challenges you'll face, and ask for His help and guidance. Then pray for the people you have some responsibility for or relationship to, family, co-workers, friends, neighbors, church leaders, governmental leaders, etc. I can hear you now. My devotional life is better than yours. I memorize Scripture too. Okay, good for you. But this isn't a competition for who is more spiritual. What we're looking for is training that will equip us for the long journey we're on with Jesus. Yesterday morning at the gym, the workout of the day included doing back squats. That is, squatting while holding a heavy barbell on your shoulders. 50 squats in a row. I started with more weight, but when I lifted it, I realized I couldn't lift that much weight 50 times in a row. So I took off the heavier weights and sheepishly replaced them with something lighter. For me, that was a wise decision. As I get stronger, I'll be able to increase the weight, but not yet. I have to start where I am. I don't have to prove anything to anyone. There are lots of other spiritual exercises that can help you. Fasting, solitude, meditation, scripture memory, study, simplicity, submission, service, confession, etc. And from time to time, the Lord may lead you into one or more of these. And I've only talked about daily practices. There are some weekly and periodic practices that are important to help you grow spiritually too. But I encourage you to start with something daily that is basic: worship, scripture reading with meditation, and prayer. Set yourself a time goal. 5 minutes is a good start. When you've established that on a regular basis, then move yourself to 10 minutes each day or more. You get the picture. Now I want to get personal with you. How is your devotional life? What does it consist of? Is it enough to help you get spiritually fit and keep you fit? Really? I know of church leaders and pastors who go through the motions with a nearly non-existent devotional life. It's tragic, but not at all rare. Maybe this describes you. If you need to restart your spiritual exercises, I encourage you to set up for yourself a spiritual training regimen and keep at it until it becomes regular. Then increase. If you're already established in a daily devotional time, think about increasing the time and intensity a bit. I was quite amazed that 2 times a week at the gym could actually make a significant difference for me in strength and energy. Someone even asked the other day, "Have you lost weight?" And that's just 2 hours out of 112 waking hours in the week, or 1.7%. But it is making a difference over time. If you can give yourself to spiritual exercises for 5 minutes a day, that is 0.5% of your waking hours, or 10 minutes a day, 1%, you'll find it'll make a big difference in your spiritual fitness and in getting to know and enjoy the Lord more, and in becoming sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Why don't you plan to train yourself for godliness, in Paul's words, beginning tomorrow morning? The benefits are out of this world. Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters. I ask you, O Lord, to help each of them to move towards you in a significant way in their devotional life, starting tomorrow. Not just to do something legalistically, but to draw closer to you.